Big day. Back-to-back sweeps. The boys are playing some ball. Telling you. Somebody from the 816, hey, Crown Jewel. That's what they called me. I didn't come up with it. To all those Royals doubters, the Royals are scoring a bunch of runs, and it's not like they are barely squeaking by. They are dialed in. Yeah. Yeah. What was it yesterday? Was the top half of the lineup. Today was the second half of the lineup. Everybody's vibes are bouncing off each other. You love to see it. It's a different team than last year. It's clearly, evidently obvious. It's a different Royals fan probably than last year than it is this year, right? Like, James, you'd mentioned something on a social media platform and said, if you're not in, why?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I bought in a long time ago. I mean, mid-April. But if you haven't bought in at this point, what are you waiting on? I don't understand, and maybe you don't want to spend money on the app or whatever, but at some point, you need to support this team. This is a baseball town once again.
And that's the thing that's interesting, right, is that for a lot of people have said that it, and I've listened to Vern's postgame show, and I more often than you probably think. I mean, I am that guy. I'm like creepily in love with Vern. So just to listen to it, because it reminds me of, I could give you a short little story. When I was in college finishing up my degree, I would drive home doing play-by-play for the high school football team, and I would tune into Vern. And so that part of me has never left. This is before I even knew Vern, before I was even at Vern's wedding. That's right. Full circle. And I'm still that goofy college kid with no girlfriend except sports. Listening to Vern. So I listen to you guys and I hear what people say. But we can all agree that this is a different team. But we can kind of believe, and I know there's not everybody that will, or think, oh yeah, it's easy now. Hindsight's 20/20. But the thing about this team that is similar is some people have have compared it to that 13 season, right? Yeah, but that 13 season, they weren't this good yet, right? Like what we mentioned, I think today, Reagan's threw another quality start. Marsh threw another one last night. They've now at like 25 or 26 quality starts in 52 games. They're 32-19, 51 games. 51 games, they're 32-19. We've given you the numbers before. Last year, they didn't win their 28th win until after the All-Star break. We're still a full month and a half away from the All-Star break. June 4th, that's the date. June 4th, that's Cleveland. That's the team you want. Who won again today? Because, of course, Cleveland has pissed my father off more than I ever have in my life, and I've been on Earth 36 years. And Cleveland has you pissed. And I saw a text earlier, and it says, you know, the reason why I think people aren't as bought in is they're afraid to get hurt. Well, I'm going to be real quick and easy with you. If it hurts, it's because you felt it. If it doesn't hurt, right? Like last year when you turned the Royals on, it'd be 7-1 in the second inning and you were down by 6. It didn't hurt. You're like, whatever. Because you weren't in. You didn't care. This team's 32-19. Their worst losing streak is 3. They've only lost back-to-back games 4 times. One of those was a 3-game losing streak. They've rallied off, 9 of their last 10? They've scored 8 runs in their last 4 games, at least. No. Teams like that, those aren't fake teams. And the reason they're not a fake team, and the reason they're not fool's gold, is because it starts with what they did, right? And the comparison that I said at the tease that I was going to compare this team to, or the analogy, or the metaphor, whatever it is weird, but hello, Dusty Likens, nice to meet you, do it all the time. It's like a brisket, right? Last year, you bought your brisket. And you all know, maybe you don't, if you prepare a brisket on a smoker, there's a lot of trimming of fat that you have to do. There's a lot of getting rid of stuff you don't need that's just there. And last year, we were going through the downs and downs and laughters of, why is Hunter Dozier playing? Why does this man have a sandwich after him? He can't even hit 200. But boy, Bobby Witt's great. I can see it. Salvador Perez, he's still great. I can see it. But when you look at this team, what they did was they trimmed away Mike Matheny. Not good for a young team. They even gave him a year of understudy, and he still couldn't cut it. And now you have a coach who's perfect for a team like this. Matty Q is about as cool as a cucumber. Or as the late, great Scott would, Stuart Scott would say, he's cool as the other side of the pillow. He just is. I asked him a question Friday night in the press room. I said, last year you didn't win your 27th game until after the All-Star game. What's changed? He goes, yeah, people keep bringing up last year. We don't even remember last year. It's gone. They trimmed away the fat. They got rid of guys that weren't going to be here that maybe looked over their shoulder a little bit more insecurely than they should have. Right? Maybe Brad Keller wasn't a team guy. He saw this coming. He's like, ah, someone's going to take my job. I don't like it here. And his performance lacked. You went out and got pitching. You've built a rapport around that pitching staff. And again, I say it all the time because if you've missed it because you've been watching the games and now you are because you're bought in, welcome to the ship. Welcome to the yacht. The Royals summer winning yacht. It's going to be fun. And the thing about it is everybody on this team is playing for one of another. And it starts at the top. Sherman came in here and he said, I want to go back to 14 and 15. It was so fun. I want to bring that back. He paid your superstar. That superstar, as Vern said, gave you his 20s. He was bought in. Salvador Perez is hitting the absolute cover off the baseball at 34 years young of age. And this pitching staff has put together 25 quality starts. 25. A year ago, this pitching staff's ERA was 5+. Now this year's pitching staff is 3+. That's a 2-run differential. You're hitting the ball. You're playing baseball. You're playing games. You're sweeping teams. You swept back-to-back teams. You took 3 out of 4. It starts at the top. Because you don't have a general and a head coach. You got a general and a bullpen arm. But you don't have that general of a head coach, that red ass. Damn it, we lost. We've lost 19 times. We shouldn't lose any times. And now you have a coach saying, hey, guys, go out there and play your game. If you need anything, my office is down the way. Speaks to the media in a professional manner. Runs the team how you'd like to see somebody run a team because he was part of those Rays teams. They've trimmed the fat. They've made it a prized possession. And now that sucker's ready to be put on the smoker, sit back, relax, enjoy, and watch it come to fruition. Because the chef at the head of the table knows exactly what he's doing, and he's never been really downgraded before. So enjoy it. Coming up next is Harold Koontz of Fox 4. He'll join us. I'll try to get him to break character. It's not hard. Dusty Likens. That's James. It's 610 Sports Radio.